Hello.
What's the crack?
What's the story?
For the first time ever this year.
Yeah, I know. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy Christmas.
It's a bit late, but...
I've had the brilliant question since I wanted to do the podcast after New Year's. How was your Christmas, Wes?
Good. Yeah, it was good.
It's fucking Valentine's Day, I'm asking this question.
Yeah, I know. Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah. For fuck's sake. We're, yeah, we've been busy. We've been very busy.
For all the people who might be new to the podcast, all one of you, this is a bit of bants.
What's up?
I'm Louis.
I'm Wes.
And this is me and Wes just chatting in your ear for the next 6 hours. It's going to be a long one. Strap in.
We've a lot to catch up on.
And all the viewership just goes, boom, gone. Yeah, no. Staring at the phone, what?
But yeah, we've been fairly busy with the holidays and actual holidays. I went to Canada.
How was Canada?
Ah, unreal.
Can you remember?
Yeah.
It's been that long ago.
Of course I can remember. I went to see Niagara Falls. For anyone who has never seen it or is looking to go. It's pretty good to see.
It is. You can get on Google Maps.
No, I mean, when you're standing next to the motherfucker, you know what I mean?
You can get on Google Maps with a VR headset. And if you can't afford any of them, Pornhub
have a great... You can't feel the vibrations on your feet of the water.
Well, that's the thing. Pornhub have Viagra Falls. You can sit on the laptop and it does the vibrations for you.
Nah, dang it. It's an experience. But yeah, I've been doing that. Still haven't finished Red Dead. Still haven't done
that.
Let
me just check the time. It has been 1 minute and we have already mentioned...
Yeah, Red Dead. That was the first thing I had to brush past. Because I have not been able to finish it, man. Been in work and stuff, so...
You've been in work? You've also different gaff.
Yeah, as right well time? As that. Yeah, so I got a new house. Got my own house too now.
You want a little bachelor
I didn't buy a house, but I got a new place to live in at the moment. So I currently have a new
dwelling.
I've been decorating that in interior design. I'm out.
Nice little interior. All those years of The Sims and PlayStation paying
off. I'm telling you, man. That and Fallout. That and settlement building on Fallout.
4 now, not 76.
Yeah, not say, fuck 76. We're not even talking about that. I'm not even talking about that.
But no, the gaff looks well.
Yeah, it's going well.
Well, so I sent the video to the chat. Nice little LED lights over the kitchen.
Yeah, went mad in IKEA there one day. Yeah. Buying some stuff.
Put on a red baseball hat and you built the wall.
it's all going well. It's all coming together anyway. So.
I haven't been there yet myself because I've been busy myself with the youth theatre and fatherhood and all that. So we haven't got a chance to go down. But soon, hopefully.
Well, that's fatherhood is still the busiest of all, I suppose.
And I asked Charlie would he just stay on his own and he just looked at me. He picked his nose. And then he showed me a nice little toy truck he had, so I think that was a no.
Yeah,
so.
that was pretty much nada. We got trucks here. You know what I mean? We're going nowhere.
As in, no, you're not going away.
So yeah, that was basically sums up my last few months, in fairness, just being hectic.
And all these questions going, how's your Christmas? Oh, Christmas, great. It's gone now. Christmas is gone. The New Year's is gone. The Chinese New Year is gone.
In fairness, it was...
Little Christmas is gone.
Christmas was Christmas, you know what I mean? It's the same. Yeah. Everybody is the same with Christmas. The best experience I had so far this year into next... Last year into this year was Canada, because I was there for New Year's.
Little Canadians.
But that was fun, yeah.
Is it true that the head and a half.
I was there with my mate Brian, actually. Shout out to Brian if he listens.
Alright, Brian, hello, Canada. Brian
and everybody else. But
the two Canadians have like half a head and another head and just flop up and down. Like,
hey, fuck you, buddy. I'm not your guy, friend.
It's not true, huh?
No, that's not true.
Holy shit, I'm just realizing Coles Brothers not is a different dad, isn't he?
What?
South Park.
He's Canadian.
I just had to realise that he's fucking
did
Canadian.
You not, there's a whole episode dedicated to that, man.
I'm just realising now he looks
different.
Did
you not know that? What the fuck? There's literally an episode like about it.
I haven't watched South Park in ages.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, he finds out he's Canadian. Oh, that's why he always rips him out of it.
The last time I watched South Park.
Kyle always rips him out of it all for being Canadian. And
I think the last time I was South Park, Satan was still riding Saddam Hussein in it. That's how old the episode is.
In fairness, I haven't caught up with it anymore.
I think they're still killing Kenny when I was watching the last.
But I think they still are. I don't know. Well, I haven't seen it in a while, actually. I must watch South Park, man. That was great. South Park was deadly.
Still going strong.
It's brilliant. Randy Marsh. Can't beat Randy Marsh.
Randy Marsh is one of the best cartoon characters I've ever had.
Which seems to be the opposite problem.
Sharon.
Sharon. Oh, man, he's brilliant.
Oh, he is. Brilliant.
What, man, I'm at the, well, we got pure story track there.
That's one part of it, man. Now we're back, let's just have a bit of fun with it.
But yeah, anyway.
There's no real script to this episode. We're kind of going off a little bit.
Yeah, we're just
kind
of waffle on.
We're not going to really talk about, there's a game you want to talk about. We're not going to really just delve into as much. We're going to just have the bants this time around.
Yeah, we're going to yip yap.
Have a bit of bants if you may. Hey. That's the name of the fucking show.
Hey.
But, that part in the film when he says it, like the name, you know what I mean? Like, yous will be the Lord of the Rings. Like,
the name he said it. What's that? Yeah, that's a family, it's a family guy. Yeah. He said it. We're on the Family Guy now.
Which has gone 20 years as well. I felt old when I heard that.
Really?
20 fucking years.
Fuck off, man. Are you for real?
Yeah. I'm for serious.
I was there when Family Guy was created.
I was there when it got cancelled and got brought back and it got cancelled.
That's mad. We're like the Simpsons people that were there when that got created.
Simpsons mm. older than us.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Weird. The Simpsons is old. Like, only about like about a year.
Yeah, what was it, 89?
89. Yeah. The Tracy Ullman show.
Really?
I'll probably complete, yeah. I'll probably complete we could, around.
Well, I don't know, yeah.
Oh my god, the Simpsons did not come out in 89.
Well, look it up there. I don't know. But yeah, it's, we're like the next generation of...
When?
Of old, not oldies, but like...
Well, we're not even talking.
We're the last gen... I don't know, you know what I mean? We're the last generation to
December 17th, 1989.
1989, yeah.
17th. I love when I start typing, when did The Simpsons... It's like, when did The Simpsons start? When did The Simpsons get bad? When did The Simpsons jump the shark?
Simpsons, well, it never got that bad. The Simpsons, it got a little bit bad for a while.
It said The Simpsons ended in season 10.
No.
Yeah.
They're still...
When you went to Tokyo. That is... It's loads of stuff. That is the point.
Oh, that's taking the seizures.
That is the point. That is the point where the show goes down.
Cats, man. They're all just pure goblins.
That's the point where the show just decreases in fucking value and everything. And season 10. They just got renewed for season 31 and season 32.
For real? Jesus.
I know it's bad and all, but that show's only going to end when one of them die in real life. One of those actors, Kroger. That's it. You have to pull the axe in the fucking...
But how do you know if you haven't already? And just being replaced.
Welcome to Conspiracy Bats.
I don't know. Like, you know, like, but it's very possible.
Season 12, episode 11, you notice Lisa's voice change.
Well, yeah, well, like, I don't know. It took me, I don't know how many years to realise Bart's voice was a woman.
Ages. That was part of the Sky One ads.
I never knew that, man.
Nancy Carter, yeah.
Well, like, I learned it when I was, like...
It was a load.
It was a few years back.
It was a load of people. A load of things in cartoons. Young boys are played by women because they can hit the vocals. You're not going to...
Yeah.
Unless you get a young boy to play a young boy, you're not going to get a bloke to play a kid.
So they always get called the girl gamers. They always get mistaken for little boys. I'm lying,
yeah. Yeah. Everything, like... Even, like, babies, like, Tommy Pickles, all the Rugrats, most of them play by... Like,
Tommy Pickles is a woman?
I'm pretty sure Tara Strong is the voice of Tommy Pickles.
No way. I didn't know that either. Yeah. Oh, Tommy Pickle.
Way back when. Remember
the Rugrats. That theory. Remember, you were the one that told me about that first fucked up theory about the Rugrats.
That's everywhere, like.
I know it's everywhere now, but for those of you who don't know about it, check it out. There's this crazy messed up theory that basically it's all in Angelica's head. Is that... That's what it is.
Yeah, and they're all fucking...
They're all figments of our imagination, but there's dark history behind each one of them, and it's fucked up.
Sorry.
It makes a lot of sense, though.
Elizabeth Daly is Tommy Pickles' voice.
No way.
Yeah, that's it.
That's mad. Now that I kind of picture it, well, try to listen, hear his voice in my head, you know what I mean?
Buttercup in the Powerpuff Girls.
No way. What? Buttercup is Tommy Pickles?
Yeah, it's Powerpuff Girls, one of Wes' favourite shows, that's what I'm
In fairness, not that it was, but like, I actually did watch it before when I was a kid.
I watched it on Cartoon Network.
And I
played the fighting game with the PS1 to beat him up.
Because I preferred Cartoon Network. That was a good little station. Like. Ed, Ed, and Eddie, man.
Back in the 90s.
Ed, Ed, and Eddie was the best fucking...
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo, yeah.
absolutely fucking sexual
Cat Dog. Is Cat Dog still down?
That was Nickelodeon. Johnny Bravo, bro. He's absolutely...
That was Nickelodeon, yeah.
Johnny Bravo is an absolute fucking sexual predator.
Yeah, yeah, like that's pure rapey cartoon. What's going on, mama? Like, that's actually fucked up.
She's going in the copper smoking area. Hey, what's going on, mama?
Yeah, but in fairness, he always gets battered by the boards. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. He did, like, so there's hashtag equality in there. You know what I mean?
We're going through fucking whatever voices she does well. Fuck that. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about Johnny Bravo now.
I'm trying to think of all the rest of the cartoon. Ed and Eddie was my favourite, though. It was fucking gas, man. Hello, one of them died, I actually think.
Ed died,
yeah. That's sad, man. Which, like, the ho ho.
Which is Ed Doyle. Yeah, big Ed.
Ho ho ho. Yeah, the fucking
dead. That double D. Gas
laugh, man. Yeah.
Hello, light.
Yeah.
Hello, light.
Ed and Eddie, man.
That's a good show. All you wanted was 24
what
cents.
What was Cat Dog was Nickelodeon?
Cat Dog was Nickelodeon, yeah.
That was real weird, actually, though. That was kind of real fucked up. Like, when watching it, thinking about it, it's like Ren and Stimpy, do you know what I mean?
That's what you think of Ren and Stimpy, yeah.
I heard a messed up thing. I heard Ren and Stimpy is actually some sort of fucked up Japanese porno cartoon, and all those bits are taken out and edited into a kid's cartoon.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's true, but I heard that years ago.
That's just people saying how weird Ren and Stimpy was.
Think, yeah, but like, I wouldn't be fucking... Gee.
Stimpy.
Hey, Ren.
Fucking happy joy and all, just stuck in
was fucking god. It was weird though. I remember, like, and it always cut to like really detailed and graphic fucking,
like, oh, I got a splinter on my finger, and
then
it cuts into
the finger, and there's like little hairs and all sticking out of his finger and all,
or his eyeball and have like an ingrown hair. It's just
fucked up.
I'd be like,
yeah, it was mad weird. Like,
SpongeBob did the same thing sometimes, like close up when he's like
dehydrated. Yeah, actually they did. Yeah. But like Ren and Stimpy seemed a bit more pervy.
Fella who done SpongeBob's voice to Crater, Tom Kenny, I think he's a voice of dog and cat dog, if I'm right.
You remember cow and chicken? Cow.
Chicken.
Man, shit's all coming back to me now. I was the man, we were fucked up kids.
Remember
like watching that shit. What the fuck?
Do you remember Rocko's Modern Life?
Yeah, he's pure unfortunate, man.
The two big fucking frogs, and one of them was like, "Hey, how's it going?" And his wife was like, "Sound like she's smoking like 8
Rocko, hey, yeah, Rocko. She reminded me of the slow girl of fucking Monsters Inc. Yeah.
Always watching was out.
Yeah, that
always
one.
Watching.
Fucking or the Angry Beavers.
Hey, Jeff.
There's another one.
Is Norbert or
Norbert?
Daggett's the brown one, and Norbert's the blonde one. I always think Norbert.
What's that? Oh, in the Angry Beavers, yeah. That's the name.
I always think
sorry.
Norbert is Owen Wilson for some reason. The blonde beaver is
Owen
Wilson.
Yeah, Luke and Owen Wilson, because Luke Wilson has brown hair.
No, it is. The blonde
Luke and Owen
Wilson
are the Angry Beavers, man.
Wow.
We've solved it. That's it.
This whole episode is just us making Ricardo.
Dexter's Laboratory. Yeah, I'm just going through them now. Dexter's Laboratory.
Not a voice that died. And not a woman.
Was it?
Yeah, not a woman.
That was a woman?
Yeah, no, she died. Also the voice of Chucky. I believe
Chucky Finster. Rugrats Chucky, like Chucky Finster.
No way. Dexter, yeah, did you ever go back and watch Dexter again?
Like, nah, I haven't seen it in years. Like,
he has like a Russian underlying Russian like thing.
Yeah, he has a real, that's, I knew that. Yeah,
Didi.
His sister actually was like one of the fucking Powerpuff Girls nearly. Didi. That's just kind of reminding me of as well.
Dexter's about the voice, I'm pretty sure.
Man, thinking though about all these cartoons,
Catherine,
they were
Kavanaugh.
Actually really fucked up, man.
She thought,
do you know that devil thing in the Powerpuff Girls?
The big fucking
the big fucking pedophile thing, man. That thing was weird. Like, that was crazy. Like, I was like, what the fuck is that?
I felt so bad.
Like,
for
watching it back, you know what I mean? You didn't realise when you were a kid, but when I watched it back, I was like, what kind of fucked up, creepy ass shit is this for kids, man? Do you know what I mean? It's weird.
I felt bad about your man that was in it, the fucking. Oh, she was only young when she passed away. She's only 51.
Oh, hey.
But that's
Christine Cavanagh.
Yeah, she's
that was
the voice.
That was the voice.
She done it.
Yeah. Anyway.
She was Chucky Finster, yeah.
That's class. Fair play.
She was Oblina in Ariel Monsters.
Ariel. Oh, yeah. Is that the one with the dude holding the
eyeballs? The eyeballs, yeah.
Yeah, do you remember that? That was class, actually.
She was Babe in Babe.
Hey, she was Babe the Pig.
Yeah.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
That'll do, pig.
That's your man there. What a fella.
She was Bobby Hill. The King of the Hill.
Bobby.
Dang it, Bobby.
Bobby. Dang it, Bobby. King of the Hill was all right, actually. That wasn't the worst.
That was a good show.
It was decent.
That's
yeah.
A show where I watched it growing up. I didn't get it.
Yeah, I it was like more adult.
You go back to it now and you're like, oh,
it's
man.
It's actually funny, yeah.
There was an episode, your man doesn't speak normally. He's just...
Yeah.
There's an episode where he whips out a load of sand in his pocket and throws it to someone. He goes, pocket sand!
Pocket sand!
Oh my God.
There was a few good ones. I had one there in my head now and it's gone.
What, Cartoon Network stuff or Nickelodeon stuff?
Both. Hey Arnold. Actually, Hey Arnold was good.
Yeah. Your man, what's his name?
The little creepy breeder Sid, fella. Yeah. And he always just gets a big back fist off your own. Yeah. What was it, Helge or Olga?
Helge.
There was an Olga and a Helge, wasn't there? Olga was her sister, and she was like,
I haven't a clue.
I don't know
that much. Oh, Helge, she had a big, big unibrow.
Yeah, big McDonald's M on her forehead.
That punch she always gave him with the back fist. That was the punch I always wanted to do as a kid. I always seen the films like the bad guy stands up behind the hero and just goes without looking.
I'll never forget a meme I seen. It was actually before memes were even a thing. I seen a picture of Stewie Griffin and was it? Hey Arnold. It was a picture of Hey Arnold
the
parents were Stewie and I think not Marge because Marge was Gerald's ma. Because it was like the different cartoons and it said someone has some explaining to do.
Yeah.
I can't remember which fucking ones it was. It was like Lois and Homer made fucking. Oh no, Stewie. I don't know. Lois.
It's what I know. It's talking about
something like that. It was some crazy fucking.
Did you ever see one of the Simpsons? Did you have a picture of
Cleveland and Marge? That's what it was.
Cleveland and Marge
made Gerald. They made Gerald. Yeah, that's what it was. And then somebody, Stewie, and somebody else made Hey Arnold.
It's a football age, eh?
But it was a good one, like.
Oh, funny how. Arnold. Used to always think you wore a kilt.
Yeah, so did I.
It's just a red shirt. It was just a long red shirt.
With a jumper over it, yeah. It was weird.
Just real talk, though.
The grandpa. Hey, Arnold.
You definitely had a porno account.
I wonder what happened. Does it ever explain in that show what happened to Arnold's parents?
Why
do you live with his granddad?
Let's Google right now.
That's what I mean.
But what I will say is, you don't really notice it when you're growing up. But looking at it again nowadays, you would fucking kill to have Arnold's room. The stuff in the room fucking falling down at the big fucking skylight.
I can't remember what it really looks like, actually.
What? Hey, I'm going to have to get right now. Hey, Arnold.
What was a good little program, though.
Hey, Arnold.
What a cartoons was, though.
Does.
Speaking of shows, actually.
Yeah, man.
Game of Thrones, man.
Go on, talk away
there. There's nothing to talk away about. Because I don't know. Except for, I can only talk about theories and all, but you don't know enough about the shit. You need to brush up on your history of Game of Thrones.
I just don't want it.
No, but I have theories, lads. I have theories. My theory is, what if Bran was the one that made the Mad King go mad?
I know you thought, Hodor,
like the way he did with Hodor. What if he was trying to tell the Mad King to burn them all, meaning the dead, and that motherfucker went crazy and just started burning people, and he started Robert's Rebellion.
Oh.
Boom! Telling you, shit, if I'm right, man, I swear to God, I would put money, I'm going to snap, because I wouldn't put money on it. I was just going to say I would, but I wouldn't, but if I'm right, man, oh my God, I swear.
I'm on fucking BuzzFeed now trying to get the answer.
Here's another thing, actually, about Game of Thrones that I was wondering. See the way the show has actually overtaken the books now?
Yeah.
When the show ends, is that potentially going to spoil the books? Do you know what I mean?
No, it did.
They agreed that they would go different ways, but the ending had to be the same. The ending still has to be the same.
Oh, sure.
But I'm assuming there's going to be tweaks now. There has to be. Do you know what I mean? But they'd be fairly similar endings. That's what I was under the impression of. And anyway, that George R. R. Martin was strict on that. That they could go different routes, but they had to have the same outcome.
For sure.
So I don't know. That's what I'm wondering now.
I guess that.
What?
So, we're finally found out. Arnold's parents.
Oh, Arnold's so this parents, is okay. Hey, Miles, Arnold's parents.
Miles and Stella. They were on a humanitarian mission to San Lorenzo where they were trying to cure the people of sleeping sickness. This is a gift from the show. What happened to my grandpa? They never came back and they were never heard from again. What happened to their plane? It was never found.
Is this in the show?
So they could just be lost and maybe someday they might come back. Well, I suppose that's possible, Arnold. It's not very likely, but it's possible. That plane crashed.
Unless is Hey Arnold still gone?
No, it's gone.
What was the last episode? Did his parents come back?
No.
Imagine. That would have been class. Maybe they did. I don't know. I'm afraid to look her up now. I don't want to be disappointed.
The last episode was season 5, episode 23. It's called Grandpa's Pecker. Packard. Grandpa's Packard.
I was like, what? Are you for real? The next Grandpa's Packard.
The next one's called Phoebe's Little Problem. I don't know
if his chin looks like one, for fuck's sake.
No, I don't think they come back, because it's like 15 years later, we finally found out what happened in the episode. Maybe that was said, I don't know.
Ah, that would have been good if they brought... What, did it get cancelled, did you say?
No, probably just ran its course. 5 seasons, you know what I mean? It's a cartoon run their course. Nicola Ring got taken up with different things.
Yeah, they ran
that time, Cat Dog.
Actually, what was...
Doug and all that.
Doug, yeah. Yeah, people just say I look like him.
That's your name.
I know. In my job, like, but yeah. Anyway. But do you remember that other one? What was the one where they're all in school? Recess. I was trying to think of it for ages.
I was just thinking of skier out with Doug.
Skier?
How did your best mate be in green?
Patty just... Mayonnaise, man.
Patty Mayonnaise.
Like, what? Who fancies Patty Mayonnaise? That sounds like some little... some yolk of a thing. You'd bleed and... You go down, for, you know what I mean, for the quick one. I went down to Patty Mayonnaise there, lad. You know what I mean, all the outlets.
You're coming at me, Debs. Fuck off, Patty.
Patty Mayonnaise.
Get out of here. Go with Roger, will you?
That's what, like, Patty, think about it. Patty Mayonnaise, man. That sounds like a fucking...
Sounds like a porn star.
Some sort of, like, porn star. Yeah, man. It's fucked up.
Skeeter definitely went over.
Either we're fucked up or that cartoon is fucked up.
We're Skeeter. When your best mate doing that? All right, dog. Like, fuck off, you!
What are you doing?
You're fucking weirdo. Could
I eat me a snack box?
You're green, motherfucker. What's going on?
You're green, like, what are you green, bud?
Do you remember the Beatles band in it?
In what?
Doug.
In the cartoon? Like,
yeah, they had a song called Killer Tofu. Are you Killer Tofu?
The Beats.
The Beats are gone, I think.
No way! Oh, yeah, ew. I fucking forgot about that.
Killer tofu. Sorry, you were talking about something else there. Recess. Remember Recess?
Oh yeah, that just popped into my head. I don't know why, but just that cartoon popped into my head there. Recess, eh? That was a good little cartoon, actually.
That was a great cartoon.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I'm trying to think of the characters' names.
I remember you had
Eugene was the little.
I remember you had the film on a big pirated video. Yeah, remember you?
The Recess movie.
You
used to
have like a little bookshelf underneath your bed, and you had the videos in it. It was like 14. I was like, can I lend that video, please? DVDs and all were fucking out at this stage. When I pull up the fucking video tape player from the fucking sitting room, put in your rooms, or go watch the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Shit copy, by the way.
Yeah, that was back in the era of pirated DVDs. Yeah.
Pirated video.
Things are going around everywhere.
Remember that, yeah. Fucking
bad, like, copies, people sitting in the cinema with cameras. A little
rat. What? A little rat in the show. A little fella with the curly hair. His little fucking...
Eugene. Was that not Eugene?
Was that his name? I can't remember.
Was that not his name? Or... I thought it was Eugene.
I'm going to ask Google. What's the name of that rat
in
Recess?
The little ginger curly little teacher's pet.
What's the name?
Wanker. Little bastard kid.
What's the name of the rat in Recess?
The rat, there's probably like a bleeding pet rat in the fucking thing now or something. Much.
Randall, it goes.
Randall. Is it? That's it. Randall, yeah.
Randall J. Williams.
Eugene was the little small kid with the army, the military dad, wasn't it? That was it, Eugene, I think, yeah.
Let's find out.
I think there's definitely a fucking Eugene.
I do remember Gretchen.
Gretchen was the one with the glasses.
Gretchen is Ellie out of Last of Us.
Really?
Yeah, Ashley Johnson. Way.
That's mad. And then there was the little young one that wore the
Gus.
Jacket.
His name was Gus.
Gus?
Yeah.
Where the fuck? Where am I getting Eugene from? There's definitely a fuck. Type in Recess Eugene.
Recess.
See if there's a Eugene somewhere there.
Eugene is Eugene Recess.
Is there?
No, I'm getting videos of what to do with it. No,
we'll really forget it. There's no Eugene.
FBI, open up.
Eugene and Recess. What are you looking up,
pal? Give you.
Fucking No, okay, so there's no Eugene in fucking Recess.
Fillmore, what's that?
What's Fillmore? Familiar. The cartoon.
That looks familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
What's this? I know that.
Fillmore was, that was more of a kid's one, though, no? I don't know. Do you remember the Jetsons as well?
Jetsons are like 6. I got my old storybook in there. Hanna-Barbera books and the Jetsons, the storybook of Charlie, filming it in the old thing.
Oh, that's, yeah, he was the little alien kid, was he? Right, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Lloyd in Space. Oh,
we're looking at my phone, sorry.
Invader Zim. Remember Invader Zim? That was good, man. Yeah, I actually thought that was decent. There was a few Airborne Jim that was better.
That's Homer Simpson.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, Airborne Jim is Homer. Yeah.
Ruby.
That was a savage game. Yeah. Actually, back to games.
Shooting fucking dog.
You use your fucking
head to whip yourself across. Same fucking noise anytime you got hit. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Yeah. That was a good old game though, yeah.
Groovy.
So yeah, cartoons.
That was great.
That was the shit.
I have no idea how long this is at the moment. Let me check.
I don't know. We've been talking about cartoons for the last 25 minutes. Yeah, but they were good cartoons, man. Look, nothing we said like we're the shit you see nowadays.
We did say we're just going to just ramble and just see what happens.
Mona the Vampire.
Mona the fucking
Mona the Vampire! What the fuck, like? What was up with that theme tune? Nothing every wrong day. With it. Yeah, one was a great singer, but like, what the fuck?
It's based on a French book.
What?
Every day, I'm assuming, oh no, it could be Canadian, because no Canadian French. It was made by that company, I think. So yeah. Every day in primary school, I'd finish school and get home by 3 o'clock. I'd sit down, my mad had my sandwiches made, put on TCC or Nickelodeon, and I'd just catch more of the vampires as I was starting. And I'd have me bean on in front of me, and I'd be happy.
Oh, man, that was a good one. That's, that will always be.
And what her
head,
mates
man.
Were, one of them was what, a werewolf or a fucking...
A witch or a Frankenstein.
There was a dude, like he was.
They're all like the typical horror theme things, I think.
Definitely, but, like your man definitely dropped the hand when he got all that to Debs.
Ah, fuck off.
Open up! Sorry, officer. The show's 20 years old, come on. Like.
Yeah, I'm trying to go through. I think that was. People just covered all the cartoons I used to watch. Except, actually,
I'll go on for you.
Do you remember that? Remember Creepy Crawlies?
Creepy Crawlies.
Yeah, man, back in the day, Creepy Crawlies was a cartoon.
I do remember Creepy Crawlies.
Do you know
Crawlies.
What? I remember the very first day, because I was watching Creepy Crawlies, sorry, that's what it just brought me onto. The very first day, do you remember when Nickelodeon first came on the air?
See, you always tell me this, but I remember a different part of this.
How?
I remember a fucking. You said Saved by the Bell came on or something, yeah?
No, what happened to me was, I don't think it was Saved by the Bell, no.
Rugrats came on for me.
It could have been Rugrats then.
Like, it was like...
I don't know, but I can't remember exactly what came on. This is what I remember. What happened was, I was watching fucking Creepy Crawlies, which was a class cartoon. It was about superhero insects. It was basically biker mice or shark, fucking street sharks.
You just about to open a whole can of worms.
I'm not going into that. Fuck them. They were shitey, they were, man.
Biker mice on Mars?
No, I didn't like them.
The biker mice on Mars.
Was it? Well, that actually... I take that back. That biker mice was alright. That street sharks on my shit. But anyway, I was watching Creepy Crawlies one day on the Den at the time.
Wouldn't it be the Den, because that's RTÉ.
No, what
it was TCC.
Was it?
The Children's Channel.
Either way, I was
I remember TCC.
How old were we? What year was it?
I don't know. Probably was 5 or 6.
We were young enough, like. But I remember sitting there, like, my legs folded. Just bet into the telly, do you know what I mean? I was watching the cartoon. Next of all, the thing just goes off, like, as if the power was cut or something. I was like, ah, sorry, what's going on? And then the screen just comes back on pure orange. A big orange fucking screen. Just orange colour. And then Nickelodeon just came up. Nickelodeon.
Nick.
It was before that even. It was just Nickelodeon. It was that kind of fucking something.
Remember,
like
Nickelodeon
that.
Was out for years before we got.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
All that Nickelodeon was like out before, yeah.
Well, either way, I just remember that and I was like, what the fuck is this shit? I was so angry, man. I was like, they could be fucking... Well, Creepy Crawlies, man. You know, I was snapping.
I didn't get that.
I can't even remember what came on. I don't know if it was Saved by the Bell, Rugrats, or whatever. I can't remember the first show that I saw. Because I think I got up and actually ran into the kitchen then. And was like, man,
got up and had a strap. I remember watching something. And it's just like, you know, like the TV, because it was on pipe. Like, so it was like, And it's just like, so, like a new transmission. Like something was taking over. So like, it's going. And like all the fucking static.
Oh, was it?
And then it just went. Fucking start Rugrats, Tommy doing a cartwheel and that be going, doo, doo, yeah. doo, that was it. Then again, I was young, I probably made that up.
No, I don't know, I definitely didn't make that up, man, because I just remember how pissed off I was when it came on. It just came up big Nickelodeon first, and then it did tune into whatever it was, but I can't remember what it was because I must have ran out.
Then we had Nickelodeon, with some great shit.
Yeah, at first I was like, fuck Nickelodeon, but then like I took to it.
Yo,
I'm
TCC for
life. Choice. Do you know what I mean? It just got replaced. No Creepy Crawlies ever again. That was like the last time I ever saw that, except for I remember you showed me the intro off it.
We were in your gaff, we had the old computer in your room.
Yeah, man. There was like a blue kind of insect.
But here's the thing. I remember Creepy Crawlies, but I ever only seen the same episode in the same fucking part where the electric fella uses his finger to fucking open up a door.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I remember. You asked me anything else, I can't remember anything else about Creepy fucking Crawlies. Yeah.
No, I remember that blue one as well. He was the blue one. Like, he was just like a sky blue colour.
Yeah.
Yeah, and did he have more than two arms?
Maybe,
I think.
Maybe not.
I don't know, but yeah, I remember that. Like,
I have a cartoon for you. One of my favourite cartoons ever.
What?
The Bots Master.
What? Oh, I don't think I know that one.
Botsmaster, hands down, one of the best the intros.
Botsmaster?
One of the best intros.
See, you could play, yeah, like if you played the intro, I could know it, but I don't know.
I won't play it now. Like, can you copyright strike a fucking song from 25 fucking years ago?
No, I don't think so. You're only just showing me it. You're not really using it for anything.
No. You know what? This can't get copyright stricken. If it does,
well, how can it? Like, you're not, it
doesn't
fucking
even exist anymore. They canceled it after one season.
Really?
The Bots.
Well, this is a tribute to it.
Master. This is one of it's only a minute long.
The Bots, man, I don't know. I never
12 years ago this
maybe
guy.
I do know it. Let me see it.
There's like a cast of 60,000 robots.
I'm only one man. I think I did. It's coming back.
You'll see Ninja.
I don't know if I know this.
You remember me, watch.
I think
you
I do.
You see ninjas, you go, I remember him.
I'm rocking, loving the day. I rock at the clock and I save the day. People are listening and going, what the fuck? Oh, I don't know him, man. I don't know that.
Okay. Stop that now.
I think.
But here's the thing.
But it did remind me of another cartoon.
There were certain parts in the show, and whenever Ziv Zoolander went, "It's laser time, boys!" A little pair of 3D glasses came into the corner. If you own a pair of 3D glasses and threw them on, the fight scenes were
fucking like priceless back then.
The fight scenes were in 3D.
No way.
So when that little thing came on in the corner, you put your 3D glasses on.
Yeah.
You had a seizure.
Like in The Simpsons.
But it was like
full circle.
It was like watching Art Attack. You never had PVA glue. You never had fucking 3D glasses.
Art Attack, there's another show, man. That was fucking brilliant. Yeah. Remember the rumors going around that he died of a heart attack? He's not dead, like.
This is a heart attack.
He's actually not dead, but I genuinely believed for years that he died of a heart attack.
He's still doing a heart attack.
Is he?
Yeah. No Neil, way. Yeah.
I genuinely believe that he was dead, man.
Yeah, well, he can fuck off.
Do you remember?
I can fuck off. Run around the gaff. You need toilet roll. Yeah, I got it. You need this. You need this.
Ah, yeah. I remember watching
and
that going.
And you have everything. You're in your arm just sitting there and you need some PVA glue.
That's,
fuck you,
it was
Neil.
Always fucking PVA glue. And I remember going,
who has PVA?
How am I going to get PVA glue?
I can't even spell PVA.
Yeah, I didn't even know what it was at the time. I was like, what the fuck is PVA glue? Can I not just use a Pritt stick?
And he's there labbing it on. Like, fuck, yeah,
doing big illustrations.
Just lab on it a little bit. Like, I don't even have any. If I did have any, I can't use that much.
The fucking, yeah, but that was class though, man. He used to love that. Was that speed up thing that he did. Like,
the big
just,
artifact.
Yeah,
didn't know what he was doing.
And it was like an aerial view of it. Like, yeah, it was class. But
that was all done with helicopters.
Do you remember?
No drones back then. That was helicopters.
Was it though, or was it just like a crane?
He's in the middle of a fucking field, like.
Yeah, but it's not that high up. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's probably just a camera on a pulley kind of thing. Or
you know what it could be? It could be just 10 cameras.
Do you remember Captain Planet?
I know I've never heard. I never watched. Was that the?
It was. It was like a silver, all the green,
fucking
silvery dude. Like,
with all the rings, earth, wind, fire, Captain Planet.
Something like that. Yeah, it was out. This going back to the '80s, I think. Actually,
that
Captain Planet was. Yeah, but it was out up as far as the '90s. Like,
that's well before my time, whippersnapper.
And do you remember that one with the school bus that shrunk?
The magic school bus.
Is that what it was?
That's back out on Netflix. New, like
is it?
Miss Frizzle's daughter is now the magic school bus.
No way.
Yeah, I think so. There's an episode of that where they go to space. And the little fella with the glasses gets put out of the airlock and he fucking dies. Don't say what you say. It cuts to him and his glasses and his eyeballs are all frozen.
Yeah, he's brown bread.
You know what I mean? He was more dead. It's the deadest motherfucker I ever seen.
He's the deadest fucking kid I ever seen.
He's fucking dead, man.
Or, yeah, man. So we have to be talking about cartoons for ages.
I
just
know.
Realized,
we
man.
Have Game of Thrones there. Do you want to go back and talk about that?
Game
or
of Thrones.
On,
I was just talking about my theory on Game of Thrones and stuff like that. That's all. I just can't wait for the new season. Basically, new season's gonna be epic. They're all over 80 minutes long.
I know.
All the episodes.
Oh,
man.
It's gonna be fucking effort.
It's what? How is that gonna be effort?
Oh, I'm gonna sit down.
You get a free fucking movie every week for 6 weeks.
I don't watch films all the time. I want a quick, snappy.
It's not, what do you mean quick? 40 minutes not even quick and snappy.
Ah, it's snappy enough compared to 80.
You know what I mean? Like,
twice as long.
Yeah, but that's better.
That's twice less snappy.
That is way better, man. Do you know what I mean?
How much filler is that going to be?
You get to plan out your fucking Monday night.
How much
filler
is that
going to
be?
What?
How much filler is that going to be?
What do you mean?
Just random shy exposition. Do you know what I mean?
It won't be, man. According to
Cersei, my brother and sister, we can't be fucking
Hang on. Spoiler alert. for all you bitches out there, I'm not spoiling it for you, by the way. It's actually not that bad. But
spoiler alert. We're not spoiling it. No, because I can't put timestamps in this to know when you can skip it.
No, we haven't said that. So anybody that's listening now is about... can like. There's no time skip, right? It's not really that a spoiler. I just found out who the director is for episode 3.
Okay.
And it's the same dude that done the Battle of the Bastards. Miguel something?
Dude.
Sapochnik?
Dude.
What?
Swearing. What? You can't say the B word on the podcast.
What?
You can't swear in the podcast.
What are you talking about?
Don't fucking swear in the podcast.
What's the B word?
Battle of the B word.
Oh. The Bastards.
Wait,
what? Shut up, Louis. Yeah, I was like, what did I say? I was like, what the fuck did I say there? I was actually panicking there for a minute going, what did I say?
Open up.
Fucking
Miguel Directorio.
Sapochnik or I can't pronounce it properly.
Should look that up.
Something like that.
Should look that up before you butcher it.
I don't know. It's something like that. But either way, done the Battle of the Bastards, which was like epic. Do you know what I mean? And according to other sources, which are not my sources, they're just basically the internet. Okay, according to the internet
source,
the whole 80-minute episode is like the battle for Winterfell.
Cool.
So like there, like 80-minute long battle. That's good, man. That's never being done, man.
Well, the battle for the wall was the whole episode.
What?
No, the wall, the battle for the wall.
That was savage. That with the violence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a full episode. Real, man. That was brilliant. Was it really the full episode?
As far as I remember, that's the full episode.
No,
or
it wasn't. Or, it was about 20 minutes long, I'd say. It was about half the episode.
Whatever it was, it didn't cut to fucking Jon until it was ready to kick off the episode. So maybe done a little bit of exposition.
Yeah, you're right.
Land,
that's what they did. They started off at King's Landing.
A little bit here and a little bit there, and then he went, right, let's go.
Yeah, it was something like that. It wasn't the whole episode, but this whole episode is supposed to be the battle for Winterfell. All right. So, which is going to... Everybody knows the Night King's obviously going to fucking make it to Winterfell. That's not spoiling that. Do you know what I mean? So,
you don't know
her.
You don't know her.
Well, I don't know her technically, but I feel it.
What if the Night King trips and falls at the wall and breaks his neck?
Falls off the dragon.
And all the just go... Boom.
Yeah. Well, is that a fight? Yeah, all the whole army just dies. He falls off, breaks his neck.
That's it.
Just smashes to pieces.
And the whole next, it's just 7 episodes of 80 minutes of everyone just standing going, where are they? Where are they?
Just waiting. That's why they called it the Long Night, because the Night King never showed up. He broke his neck.
It's a very long fucking night.
But anyway,
you're more into Game of Thrones than I am.
Actually, for those who are no, but this way you should look up. There's so much history and lore to Game of Thrones. Like my cousin Daniel, shout out to Daniel. Fucking, he got me into it. That's it. This is what actually got me into Game of Thrones itself. I actually watched a lot of the lore, the history and lore videos. They're on YouTube. I'll tell you now, actually. For those of you interested in the history and lore of Game of Thrones, the complete season 1 to 7 history behind everything, all to do with before the series even started, the Long Night, the history of every house, Robert's Rebellion, Targaryens, all that is in it. And it's all narrated by the cast. Do you know what I mean? It's all done by each members of the cast. As well as that, each story told is done in different perspectives. So like you could have somebody talking about the Night's Watch. Say Tywin Lannister, he looks down on the Night's Watch, so he's talking kind of dismissively of the Night's Watch. Then you could have it from Bran Stark's view, which would be talking highly of the Night's Watch. So it's good, you know what I mean? It's interesting and it's something to listen to. What are you doing?
I'm just on Snapchat with a bit of banter.
Put me on Snapchat, show you talking about Game of Thrones.
You're literally on a podcast doing it.
I know, but like nobody can see me. You know what I mean?
Because
I look like you're bleeding.
You're grand.
Fucking panda. I've been in work all day, you prick.
That's on the record.
But,
I didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah, there's all the actors going.
Anyway, yeah, so
it's
so
not just a fan thing.
Those video, it's not just a fan thing. Like
the actual cast were probably paid to do it.
DVD
extras or something?
What?
Are they like DVD extras or something like that?
I'm not sure, but it's all on YouTube. It's all on YouTube. So just type in Game of Thrones History and Lore Season 1 and it'll kick you off. But it's great. Like you find out a lot of different stuff about it.
You find out Jon Snow has no pubes.
What? Jon Snow, Jon Cena has nothing down below.
He's got nothing. Sorry, yeah, but
anyway, I forgot what I was saying there a minute ago. Now
I don't know much, but again, I just put it on and I watch it. I said it before. I said this on Tom and Matty's bookcast podcast. It took me until season 3 to find out Cersei and Jaime are fucking brother and sister.
How? What do you mean? You find out the fucking first episode.
I was just like, oh my god, I have to learn these names. I honestly thought he was just the king's guard.
Oh wait, do you find that out in the first episode?
I just thought he was the head of the King's Guard, and he was just riding the Queen on the sly. That's all I thought.
Well, you could be right, actually, because, like, I already knew about it before I watched it, you know what I mean? Because of the history and the stuff.
Until season 3, when someone says it, I went, ah!
That explains.
And I went, ah! Ah!
In fairness, the Targaryen race are all, like, basically a race of inbreds.
Yeah.
They are. That's, seriously.
Oh,
like, you'll learn that too in the history and lore, the whole race are fucking inbreds.
Makes sense. Like that
they're all related.
It's like that Lonely Island song.
They did it to keep the bloodlines pure because only Targaryen blood can tame dragons. That's the reason.
So back in the day,
doesn't make it right, but still,
all dragon, let's say dragonborn, all dragon riders were all white haired and pink eyed and fucking albinos.
Well, that could explain.
And the silver came out, they fucking died.
You know what I mean? The white.
The sun came out, they fucking died.
No, but no, they didn't all die off because of the sun, or like they died off in a thing called it. Oh, look, watch the fucking history and
died off.
I've been talking a long time
genetics
about it.
And inbreeding, and
no, but that's it's all explained, you know what I mean? Everything is explained in these history and law videos. It's class, it's actually really interesting. It's what got me into Game of Thrones before I even watched it.
I'm Skylar Targaryen, I have 12 toes.
No, you find out all about the history of the houses and stuff, like House Lannister,
my
Stark,
mother's my sister,
even the smaller houses. But,
do you know about the Iron Grove?
The Iron Grove?
Yeah.
Is that something to do with the Ironborn?
You know about the Iron Grove? Yeah, I know all about the Iron Grove.
What is it?
It's in the Telltale game. I know all about the Iron Grove.
What's the Iron Grove? Yep. That's fucking that bullshit made up thing for the game.
It runs alongside the game.
No, it's not in the series.
Runs alongside the series.
But it's not in the series.
But you meet,
it's not a house. It's not a legitimate house.
You meet all the characters.
There's no house fucking.
You meet the characters, it's canon.
It's
so you work for Cersei, it's canon.
Well, so then there's so there is a house, what's it called?
It's called the Iron Grove.
Yeah, but what's your house name?
I can't fucking remember what the name of the house is.
Well, there you go, do you know what I mean? So it's
you
not
can't
even,
remember the name of the
they're
house
not even mentioned in the series, so fuck them. Well, in fairness, saying that actually.
You did play the first episode.
There's a few houses that aren't mentioned in the series.
You
so.
Played the first episode, you were a bit into it.
What?
The first Game of Thrones episode. Remember?
It was alright, yeah.
You started at the fucking Red Wedding.
Yeah.
Before he even said it at the Red Wedding. So anyway, you started seeing him cocking
in the camp, yeah.
You started
yeah.
seeing him cocking the fucking crossbows and the zooms out.
It wasn't bad, wins. Actually, in fairness, but
I never got into it.
No.
You never got into the end of the first episode where you're like, holy shit, that just happened.
Yeah. It was alright, though. Actually, I did enjoy it, but I'd like
it's
an RPG style Game of Thrones game.
Yeah, it came out.
What, did it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. When? It's back out.
Yeah, well, there you go. I want a good one. You know what I mean?
That game. It's a you're a ranger on the Night's Watch.
Yeah.
Bad.
Why is it?
Bad. It came out when Game of Thrones just came out when no one cared about it.
Well, damn, you know man, for fuck's sake, you know what I mean? Like they should redo
it's
that.
Really fucking
that's
bad.
A good idea. That's yeah, you could start
that fucking that thing is on. You know, what actually offered to do the game and he said no. Bethesda asked him to do the game. I think back before 76. This is back.
Yeah.
This is Scourge of Murder. Because when I watched Game of Thrones, I got back playing Skyrim. I texted you asking, did you ever see Game of Thrones? You said no. I said, watch
you
it.
You said it's like Skyrim.
Watch
in
it,
because
you'll want to play
series,
fucking Skyrim.
Yeah.
And I did. I was watching it. You just the intro did it for me when it's going through all the towns. It's like,
yeah, that's what reminded me to the map.
Oh, I can go to fucking Riften again. I can go to fucking. I can go kill Lizzie. It's a funny thing on Reddit. Someone said he broke in the Razine's gaff, stole all his shit, and just threw it out in the market.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, fuck your shit.
Hate Nazim? I actually have never hated an NPC before until I met Nazim.
But
in my whole life.
As much as we hate Nazim, shout out to Nazim. He's the reason why I got the Platinum Trophy for Squirtum. You were here.
Is
you,
he?
You got
oh,
it.
Yeah.
You,
well,
let you
had
do
to
the
kill
honors.
Him.
I let you do the honors.
Yeah. What was it? You had to get a bounty and
a thousand in
every
hold.
Yeah.
And a mortar equals.
And we
gold.
And you left him to.
And I left him to last, and you came up, and I gave you the pad, and I told you to do the honors.
Yeah, that was that.
Did you get to the Cloud District often? No, because you're fucking dead.
I remember I got a vampire attack happened. I mean, another way to when you get the Dawnguard DLC,
yeah.
You just start getting fucking vampire attacks.
Oh, you know what? You
one
know
of
what?
Them, he do me a favour and killed Nazim. I was delighted.
You know
I was
what
like,
the
fuck him?
I heard they're reforming the Dawnguard.
Did you hear they're forming the dawn god?
Yeah, I heard the last 16 drums came into the town.
Sound like Arnie to do. That's why it reminds me of Arnie, man.
But I was so surprised at his new accent.
Yeah.
The dawn god.
The dawn god. Get out of there. Or, they remind me of Arnie.
Holy hell, man. Can't wait for Scorpion to get released again on the PS4 and the PS6.
Oh man, they better fucking deliver with Elder Scrolls 6.
Fuck swear. Off for the moment, you can. They're in my bad books.
Yeah, well, they're in everybody's bad books. But like, this is why they need to redeem themselves now, you know what I mean? So,
redeem sounds like Nazim, but don't think it's going to happen.
No.
We'll play the Outer Worlds when that comes out. People who made the good Fallout games and all that.
Outer Worlds. Speaking of all new games and stuff,
we're going to talk about one quick game before, because we're going to keep this at an hour.
Yeah.
So, one game just came out. Shadow Drop. Of all the ways you release a game, Shadow Drop is one of the most riskiest, but it's also one of the most exciting.
Mm. Is this the...
Apex
Legends. Yeah.
Apex Legends.
Yeah. Shadow Drop. What, they just dropped it and didn't announce anything? Why did they do that?
It's part of the thing. You just dropped this
game. Maybe they just didn't want to take a risk and hype it up in case people didn't like it.
A big name like EA. Again, it's a fucking EA game, which is a bad thing.
Is it?
Yeah. EA and Respawn.
Okay. It's not a bad game, though.
It's not a bad game.
It's actually a good game.
Shadow dropped it.
Yeah, it's better than... I prefer it over Fortnite.
8 million players.
Even though, now, bear in mind, I haven't played Fortnite in ages. I didn't even know those... What?
8 million players in its opening week. As far as I'm... Let me just
in the
check
first
that.
Week that it was released.
8 million players.
Oh, right. That's decent. Why is that? Like, but how? Hang on. They didn't fucking announce it. How'd they get 8 million people?
Word of mouth. Twitch. Streamers.
Really?
Hits on it. As soon as someone picks up on that.
But that was... I don't think... But that doesn't necessarily mean that the game was good. That's just their curiosity. Why they got so many people saying, what's this game? What's this new game that's just being dropped? 8 million fucking people were curious. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That didn't make the game good. Now, I'm not saying that the game is bad. Do you know what I mean? But those 8 million numbers, for that reason, doesn't stand towards the game's quality.
But it's sustained. It still has a huge player
base. Oh, it's probably gotten bigger now because the game is good quality. Do you know what I mean? It just so happens that the game delivered.
What did I just say?
What?
8 million.
You were way off, were you?
Yeah.
What?
25 million players in the first
week.
Well,
there you go. 25. Well, that's in the world. In fairness,
25 million in 1 week. Imagine that was you paid for that.
Yeah, but like, what's that compared to? Like, do you know what I mean? You don't know how good those numbers are.
It's 25 million players logged on
in the first week. Fine. Yeah, but like, what did GTA do? Do you know what I mean? Or like, what did?
Don't know. That's big. Anyway, people don't know.
It is big, yeah, but it's actually decent.
I refused to play this at first because of what it was.
Battle Royale game.
It's not a battle royale free to play, but it has a little bit of a twist. One, it's purely in first person, kind of like Call of Duty's Blackout.
Yeah, but which is good.
The only difference is Blackout's a €60 game.
Yeah.
Apex is free.
Free for now.
It's always free. It's a free to play game.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was just on the PS Plus, now on the monthly games.
Nope, it's a free to play game.
Oh, that's class.
You don't even need PS Plus to play this game.
Oh, really? That's even better. Fucking, no, definitely getting that.
Instead of having 100 1v1, it is 60. It's a 60 man.
In the server, yeah. 60
people in the game. And that of those 60 players, there's 20 squads of three. So three people are... It's only squad based. There's no single player or like 25v25. The game is made to be a squad based shooter.
Mm.
And the game's designed around that. It's not bad. You're never on your own. Unless your two players log out. And as well as that, there's a respawn system. If you die, for people that don't know, if you die, usually in other games you have to spectate, you're sitting there and twiddling your thumbs, scrolling your phone.
You can be brought back to the game.
Yeah, you can go over to your players, your friend's body, you can pick up their dog tags, or whatever their banner it's called, you go to a little machine and you jam it in, hold the button for 10 seconds, your player can pick up the pad again and they'll airdrop
back into the game. Yeah.
It's a good mechanic.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
well seen you play it. Quick and simple, you run around, bash in square, you pick up everything. If you press square on something, if it's better for you, you'll automatically pick it up.
Mm.
You hold square to change. It's quick, it's simple, it's smooth. Can't believe I'm saying this about a fucking free-to-play microtransaction EA game, but it's a solid title, and I can only think it'll feel much better when I have friends.
And as well as that, it can only be improved, I imagine. You know what I mean? It'll
be interesting to see where it's going, because the doll...
The what?
The doll.
What do you mean, the doll?
Dollar.
Like the Irish doll?
The doll.
Oh, right.
Came up about microtransactions and loot boxes, and they're going to legislate them. They're looking into it
in Ireland.
Belgium have done it. Microtransactions are banned in Belgium.
Really?
There's no fantasy. There's no.
Why? Because it promotes gambling.
Because it is gambling. It falls under gambling. It's proven it's gambling.
Yeah, but like,
it's gambling.
It's gambling for loot boxes.
But it's gambling. It's kids are gambling and they're getting hooked on gambling.
Well, that's true. They are getting fucking hooked on that shit.
And
yeah,
they're spending hundreds on it's gambling. And when it boils down to it, gambling is for minors.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is.
Well, technically,
EA dug their heels
right,
in and said they're going to go to court with Belgium about this. Going, no.
What?
Yeah. And he finally backed down.
Belgium?
And they released a piss poor statement.
I'm suing Belgium.
He released a piss poor statement going, we're actually going to just say we don't want to do it. It's our choice. It wasn't your choice. You are forced to do this. It came up in the Dáil, and they're looking at the legislature. That means there'll be no more loot boxes and microtransactions in Ireland if that goes through.
That's pretty sweet. What about, like, is Belgium the only country that did it?
So far.
And we're going to be the second, possibly?
Hopefully. There's a lot of people getting onto it. Now, Hawaii is pretty heavy into it at the moment. They might be the next people, if not us.
Yeah, well,
but then
like,
again,
that's a good sign.
Then again, also, the other, I can't remember what the website is, another list came out, and Ireland is in the top 25 most corrupt countries in the world. So who fucking know? Yes, we
are. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised, man. No faith in the fucking.
So, who knows? At the same time, the amount of shit that goes on in this country, they might even bother with it.
Yeah.
But also saying that, it might just be something they'll throw out just to do so they get everyone's mind off. I'm like, hey, big distraction.
Here's hoping it'll be great for the fucking gaming world. And anyway,
that'd be nice.
But yeah, just make things fair again. You know what I mean?
Make Ireland great enough. I'm getting a hat and I'm building a wall. No, I'm not building a wall. We want that part of the country now.
A virtual wall for against microtransactions.
Yeah. I was talking about the Brits, but yeah.
A firewall. That's it. We're going to firewall.
We're going to make a firewall. But I thought I meant you haven't played it yet, but you're going to play it once you go back home.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to download it, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, we know what you do. We should stream it. What a crack.
That'd be decent, yeah.
That's something I don't have to fucking. Actually, don't have to fucking.
You can just kind of keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Take turns. I'll stream for a bit, so you can see my side. Then we can stream off your. Then we'll log in. You log in, kind of thing.
Yeah, we could just stream off you, because you're most likely gonna be a better player than me.
Stream off you. You see me play
today. You played it
more. See me play it today.
Yeah,
top 20.
I don't know. Yeah, it depends on the game. I mean, it whoop your ass a fight night.
About that,
yeah,
we've had some goals, man.
Yeah, I was Fight Night was my game, man. There's very fucking few people out there that could beat me at that.
Gore and War not talking about playing Fight Night anymore.
I'd smoke it.
Well, we've had fights,
yeah, I know, and I've won the majority. I'm champion, although that was a savage game, Fight Night champion, but
yeah, again, shame.
Although, yeah, disappointed with the UFC games now.
I wish you brought fucking Fight Night back.
Same, man.
Oh,
there's a reason why, actually, because all the boxers we didn't, was it you that we looked, I looked this up with?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, remember. The reason being why they're not making a new Fight Night is because of licenses for each and every single boxer.
Serious?
Yeah, they have to go and get licenses for all the boxers, something like that. That's what I heard.
Well, FIFA.
So
Madden,
I don't know, man. It's something to do with that anyway. Do you know what I mean? So they're just sticking with UFC.
My voice got really loud. Yeah. My pitch.
But anyway, that's the reason, which is a complete disappointment, man, because that was
I don't care.
I can imagine the amount of money they'd make from that game. Like,
just give me a fucking brand new IP. Make your own roster. Let's follow Bishop and Frost again.
Yeah, man. Didn't they put him into UFC?
I don't know.
They put him into...
I remember Frost.
I think they put Isaac Frost and Andre Bishop into UFC, I think.
I'll be honest, I don't give a fuck about it. Like, license fighters would be great, whatever. Give me a fresh game with brand new boxers.
Even a decent boxing game.
In champion mode, did you not fight fake boxers now?
Yeah.
Like, that was grand.
Yeah, that was grand, in fairness, actually. Yeah, they could just do
make
that.
Make your own fucking roster of boxers. Make each one their own individual. It's a fucking game. You can make your own story
mode.
Yeah,
they wouldn't have to even get...
I know,
like,
it's there.
They wouldn't have to get the... Oh,
know
do you know what it is
point.
As well? I think it could be possible.
Boxing gloves are not fucking copyrighted. Like,
of all the divisions in boxing as well. And the
are they copyright?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
But you can make your own fucking game.
Well, that's what EA should do.
But EA won't. EA can't even make a fucking Star Wars game without cancelling it.
Yeah, wait, what happened there?
Look, they have the rights to Star Wars for years. I know in all the years they've had this license.
Yeah.
They released two games.
Why?
Battlefront 1 and Battlefront 2.
What the fuck?
What the fuck just happened?
No.
My lamp just went out.
Oh, that was creepy.
You can't see this. That's a yay.
Nobody
shit.
Can see this, yeah.
Open up!
That yeah. was kind of creepy, man.
My lamp just went off. And,
the whole light just. The same room is dark right now.
For all the people at home listening.
It was fucking creepy. Hang where's on, you
creep,
talk.
Where's it creeped out at the moment? But he doesn't know is I'm at the plan of this. There's a nice glow of a Himalayan salt yeah, lamp in the corner. Yeah, he thinks the bull went. Oh, he just did it. Because now it's still. There's 40 minutes left of Valentine's Day. And I'm about to, and I'm about to get my hole.
Yeah, that was actually kind of creepy though.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, switch the fucking light on, really. Or something. It's been sitting there in the dark.
Can we stop that tape?
I don't know, it was just weird. It just cut off out of nowhere there. But,
stop that tape.
Stop that tape? Oh man, that's a fucking.
But,
that's the PG version.
Right.
Anyway, so.
We're another an hour, I think. We're another an hour. Yeah, we're about to go an hour, so we're going to end it.
Oh, right, I think
we're
going to end
that an hour. Yeah. We're going to keep it to the hour.
I'll be just talking to you about shy.
We're sorry. I think that was very nice.
That was grand, yeah. It was a laugh, like.
I really enjoyed this one.
It was nice and nostalgic to talk about those cartoons. You know what I mean? That was, like, brought back a lot of memories and stuff, man.
You're not going to hear it now, but straight away, me and Wes are going to hop back in and do another one. And you're going to hear that next week. Me and Wes have hopped on to Fantasy. To fantasycritic.com, which is like a fantasy football for video games.
Yeah.
We won't explain it now, we'll explain it in the next podcast.
It's like a draft list of games.
But
yeah, we'll explain it.
Here the next week.
Anyway.
And what I hope this format was nice. This is what we've always been aiming for.
That's it, it's a bit of bounce.
We have, yeah. I have a list right here beside me. We're gonna catch up, talk about Apex and Game of Thrones. We caught up for about what? 20 minutes.
And then we caught up for about fucking 5 minutes.
Cartoons was not on.
And then went into cartoons, man. But anyway, yeah, I enjoyed that. That was good.
Sorry it's been a while.
Hopefully you enjoyed listening. Sorry it's been a while, yeah, but we will get the ball rolling. And we still have guests as well coming on. We still have a good few guests coming on.
Also, with Wes and New Gaff, even you said yourself, we're going to just, one day we're going to hop in. Actually, I'm not going to say we're going to hop in and knock out loads, because last time we did that, we only knocked out one. And I didn't even release the episode. It was that shite.
Yeah. We'll have to do one down.
Holy shit, the episode before that was the last time they heard us. When we sat there playing Tekken.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a while, man.
That was mid-December.
It's been a while. At least it was the end of last year. Like, you know
that was mid-December. It's now mid-February.
Yeah, well, it's only February. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. We're a bit late, but, like, life... That fucking happens. You know what I mean?
That was going to go to a nice, like a tattoo you could get. Like, it's going to be a nice quote.
No.
Life.
Dot, dot, dot.
It fucking happens.
Yeah.
I get that tattoo to my arse, yeah. That's
not bad. But it's a good one. Anyway. So, yeah.
Thanks very much, Wes.
Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you for waiting.
Waiting?
For waiting for this podcast, guys. Listening.
I thought you were talking to me. There. I was like, what? Wait for what? What are you talking about?
I don't know what's happening, but slowly but surely, I haven't been doing the YouTube channel because I was just, again, life getting in the way. And I just been feeling pretty down and I was just like sluggish and I haven't been getting around to doing it personally. That's still going up in subscribers.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice one.
People are still subscribed to the channel.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, that's a good thing.
I know,
you need to teach me. The reason why Louis does all this shit is because I'm fucking useless at all this technology type of stuff.
I do the recording, I do the editing, I do the uploading.
Yeah, well, I drink the tea, so it's all right. Do you know what I mean?
It's glass water.
But anyway, yeah. So that's the reason, is because you can do it. But show me how to do the YouTube thing. I'll do that.
We're tangenting off. So again, thank you so much, Wes.
No bother. And thank you, peeps.
Thank you. And as always,
you
take it easy.
And if it's easy,
take it home.
Stimpy.
Peace.